The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and Vince Barnett.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Field Test program. Tonight, the air is filled with mystery, intrigue, romance, and adventure as we bring you the story of that international jewel thief, he of the nimble fingers and persuasive tongue, John the Fox Barrymore. See him brought to justice by Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard. Thrilled to the daring exploits of that hairless hawkshaw, Sergeant Vince Barnett. Listen to a story that rocked the underworld and baffled Scotland Yard. Listen. So we take you through a murky street outside of Scotland Yard.
Hutsy Tyler, the fox strikes again. Read all about it. The fox strikes again. Downing two lovely baffled Scotland Yard. The fox strikes again. Hutsy Tyler.
Let me have one of those papers, boy.
Yes, sir. Here you are, Governor.
Fox strikes again. Scotland Yard baffled. Fox escapes again.
Look at that face. That long pointed nose. And Lola, but just look at him. He's wearing a bushy tail.
A wee bit, man. A wee bit. Scotland Yard. Inspector Rory Valley, Scotland. Oh, hello, Chief. The fox did it again. Well, what did you do about that? Why am I talking with this accent? Well, this is Scotland Yard, isn't it? So the fox did it, eh? Is that right? Tunic?
Well, I'll be this.
All right, Chief, I won't talk like this anymore. I was just trying to be realistic. Yeah, don't worry, Chief. I'll get the fox this time. You can have my resignation. Definitely. Good night.
Here I am reporting for duty, sir. Detective Vince Barnett, the hairless hawk shop.
Duty, Barnett. Your assignment was to bring in the fox, and he's still at large. What have you been doing all week?
Well, I started out looking for the fox on Monday. I knew his habits, so naturally the first place I went to was a burlesque show. I figured that was a good taking off place. Get it, boss?
All right, so you went to the burlesque show. Did you look for the fox?
Would you?
Barnett, I have to fire you. You're a fine detective. You couldn't even find out who killed Cock Robin.
See, I didn't even know he got bumped off.
Well, he did.
Well, he had it coming for him.
Scotland Yard, Inspector Valley speaking.
Inspector Valley, listen carefully. I'm being followed. I've got to speak quickly. Now get this. The fox is...
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Inspector Valley.
Who is this?
This is the fox.
Oh, it is, eh? Well, things will be different from now on, Fox. Inspector Rudy Valley is on the job. Need I say more? Don't laugh, Fox. Like all criminals, you tap yourself. One day you'll meet your downfall at the hands of some woman. Fox, you're no different from the rest. Do you think you'll be able to resist the enticing entanglements of feminine charm?
So far, I haven't been quite that foxy.
And that's just how I'll catch you. Cherchez la femme. Do you know what that means?
Cherchez la femme? Brother, that's French for my day.
Fox, if you're so clever, why don't you come out in the open?
I will. Allay, very soon you and I shall meet face to face. And that'll be pretty tough on both of us. And until then, remember, the fox strikes at midnight.
Sergeant, quick, make that call.
I already did, sir. I just interrogated the operator who made the call.
Good work. What did you find out?
She's a blonde named Mabel, and she ain't doing nothing tonight.
But what about the fox?
I offered her that, but she's holding out for a mink.
Pardon me. I'm in terrible trouble. Are you the inspector?
Yes, miss.
Oh, you must help me. You must. Let me introduce myself. My name
is... Wait. I'll tell you. Your name is Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst.
Amazing. James. How did you know?
Very simple. I deduced it from the initials on your bag, FDR.
And you deduced the name of Fred Richard Daphne Ravenhurst just from the initials FDR?
Of course. What else could it have been?
How desperately clever. Oh, and I'm a great danger, great danger. Do you think you're going to help me?
Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst, you're in the hands of Inspector Valley. Need I say more?
You mean that you're Inspector Valley, the eighth detective of Scotland Yard?
Yes, miss. Yes, miss. I'm Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard, the Sherlock Holmes of my time. I am, in truth, a brobic sleuth who creeps around crushing out crime. My name is a terrible omen, the crook of Roman McLoman. Was me who grabbed the thief, what robbed the well-known bank of Loch Lomond.
In the grabbed the thief who robbed the bank of Loch Lomond.
I'm Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard, and my helper is Sergeant Barnett. He may be as bald as Lang Syne is old, but there's never a case under yet. Frederica may be the next victim of the fox, but I am predicting. The fox is cunning trick at running, but you nick, I'll indict and convict him.
The fox is cunning and quick at running, but the nick is addicted to him.
I'm Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard, a master of crime detecting. By a look at a crook, I can tell what he took without him so much as suspecting. With deductions as smooth as silk, I'll catch Foxy and all of his ilk. And Scot though I be, I ask only one plea, that all of you drink seal test milk.
And Scot though I be, I ask only one plea, that all of you drink the test milk.
No case is too big and no case too small. Arson or murder, I solve them all. Blasphemy, burglary, none is too hard for Inspector Valley, Scotland Yard.
That's wonderful. Now I know you're the one man who can help me in my great trouble.
I'll do my best. What is your story?
Well, last week I arrived from India with our family heirloom, the famous Mahatma Ruby.
Not the Mahatma Ruby.
Yes. And to keep it in a secluded spot, I rented a lonely estate out in the country.
What estate is it?
Grizzly Halls. Shivers on the spine.
Grizzly Hall, shivers on the spine, meat, earth, deep. How ghastly.
Yes, and strange things have been happening at Grizzly Hall. This morning I received a note saying that the fox would strike at midnight.
The fox? At last. Tell me, has anything else happened lately to arouse your suspicion?
Yes. Yesterday I put an ad in the paper for a butler, and this morning a strange-looking man. A very strange-looking man came knocking at my door.
I have come to answer your ad. I am applying for the job of butler.
Come in, please.
Thank you.
Now, what is your name?
You may call me Meadows.
Meadows? What a strange name for a butler. But never mind. Meadows, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you a few personal questions.
Very well, madame.
Yes, Meadows. Are you a married man?
What is your next question?
Well, do you have any references? Have you had much experience?
I beg your pardon?
Have you had much experience?
Well, I am still very young.
But the matter of references, for whom did you last work?
Lord Blakesley.
Lord Blakesley? Did you see the man?
Yes. He was found in a burning bed, a rope around his neck, a bullet in his chest, a dagger in his back, and all his jewels missing. They called him Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard.
What did he do?
He suspected foul play.
Oh, desperately clever. Now, Meadows, if I hire you, I suppose you'll want Thursday night off.
Thursday? Is that the maid's night off?
Yes.
Is she young?
Yes.
Is she single?
Yes.
Thursday will be perfectly satisfactory, ma'am.
Very well.
I take it I started work at Grizzly Hall immediately.
Yes.
Splendid. Incidentally, I understand you have in your possession a very precious gem. the Mahatma, Ruby.
Don't look at me that way, Nido. Why you look like it? No, it can't be. Oh, don't tell me. You look like it.
Like a fox?
Yes.
Madame?
Yes, a fox. But things like this don't happen. This is the 20th century.
Please, madame, no jokes about 20th century fox. Now, madame, I shall begin the duties as the butler. If you want me, I'll be in the next room, dusting the safe.
I hide him in my pocket, and he's at my house right now.
But, my dear Frederica, there's nothing to worry about. Quite obvious that the butler is perfectly harmless. The man I'm worried about is a fox.
Oh, I'm so frightened.
Fear not, Frederica. Inspector Rudy Valley is on the case. Need I say more? No case is too tough. No case is too hard for Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard.
No case is too tough. No case is too hard for Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard.
Now we have another mystery to unravel. And here's that master sleuth, Rudy Valley, to solve it for us. Rudy, have you any clues as to what field test is featuring as the dessert of the month for December?
Yes, huh? I solved that mystery several days ago. It is field test red raspberry ice cream pie. And believe me, here's a real jewel of a dessert. One you won't want to find missing from your dinner table. It's a real pie. With crusts of luscious vanilla ice cream topped with a handsome decoration of scalloped whipped cream. And the filling. There's the crowning touch. It's a thick layer of ripe raspberries, and red raspberries at that. The juiciest, most flavorful kind. I just wish that all of you could taste how those hot, tangy red raspberries blend with a smooth, sweet vanilla ice cream.
And most of you can. Just stop in at your nearest Field Test ice cream dealers and ask for Field Test Red Raspberry Ice Cream Pie. Serve it often during this holiday month. You can't possibly find a more appealing, a more convenient, or a more economical dessert. But remember one thing. Red Raspberry Ice Cream Pie is an original Field Test creation. So be sure to look for the Field Test name on the carton. You can't possibly find a more appealing or a more convenient dessert. In a few moments, we'll tell you where to buy Field Test ice cream and milk in your community. But now, we take you to Grizzly Hall, where Inspector Rudy Valley and his trusted assistant, Sergeant Vince Barnett, have gone to prevent the theft of the great Mahatma Ruby. But little does the inspector realize that Barrymore the Fox is employed there as the butler.
Here we are, Sergeant Barnett. This is Grizzly Hall, shivers in the spine, deep, earth, deep. This is where the fox is going to strike.
Gee, it's a spooky looking place. My hair is standing on end.
I knew it isn't noticeable. What a perfect place for the crime this lonely moor is. Ring the bell.
Okay. Boy, if that takes a holiday, this is where we'll take it.
Who is it wish to see?
Butler, will you please announce Inspector Rudy Valley, Scotland Yard?
Yes, sir. Who is this miserable-looking object with the repossessed pompadour?
You're the new butler, I take it.
Yes, sir. Meadows Barrymore, at your service.
Barrymore, your face is familiar to me. I seem to remember you in connection with the unsolved theft of the Royal Crown Jewels. Meadows, have you by any chance ever been at the court of St. James?
Brother, it's the court I've been in it.
Tell me, my good man, have you noticed anything suspicious since you've been working here?
Yes, I have. Last night, about 12 o'clock, I heard a mysterious noise in the cellar. It was the wine cellar. So I thought I'd better go myself.
Did you find anyone down in the wine cellar?
No. Immediately, I suspected a secret passageway. So I tapped the wall. Then I tapped the floor. Then I tapped the cage. Then I tapped another cage.
Was there anything in them?
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Yes, there was, and no, there isn't. I was just tapping the third cage when the lights went out.
Were you scared?
Stiff.
All right, Butler. That's all for now. Rouse and summon the rest of the servants. I want to look them over.
Yes, sir.
Hey, boss. Do you think that Butler could be the fox?
Well, I don't know. But according to Miss Ravenhurst, he does have one peculiar habit.
What's that?
He never answers when they ring the butler's bell. But he comes running when they yell, Tally-ho!
Oh, Inspector Valley, I'm so glad you've come. I've been so desperately frightened. It's getting close to midnight. Desperately close.
Come, you fears, Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst. Your Ruby is under protection of Ruby Valley, the super sleuth. The smoothest, useful sleuth ever sleuth to lose clues. Need I say more?
But the fox will strike at any minute now. We're all in desperate danger. Oh, Inspector, I never should have brought the ruby from India. Maybe we should take it back to Rangoon.
Rangoon?
Did you call me, boss?
No, Vince, but stand by. The fox may make a try for the Mahatma ruby at any moment.
Oh, I'm terrified. Can't you do something about it, Inspector?
Well, I...
When I was a little girl and I was frightened, my father would put his arms around me and hold me close. You see, I'm not afraid when I'm in a strong man's arms.
Vince, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, boss. We'll have to send for his father.
As I was saying, boys, father used to take me in his arms.
Something like this?
A little closer.
More like this?
Yes. Now I'm not afraid.
Now you should be.
Oh, it's so kind of you to protect me, Inspector Valley.
Inspector Valley? Well, don't be so formal. Just call me Inspector.
How can I ever repay you? You're risking your very life to help me.
If I feel this way tomorrow, then it's love, then it's you. Tomorrow tells a story. If tomorrow finds me longing for your child, that's my cue. I belong in your arms. I must feel that this romance is truly real, and not another song and dance. Everything I say tomorrow, you dear, will be true and so sincere. Right now you're the only one that I keep dreaming of. If I feel this way tomorrow, then it's love.
It's love.
It made me forget for a moment that it's almost midnight, that the fox may strike any moment.
Now, now, don't you worry. I'll protect you.
Inspector Valley.
Yes?
I have a message from the fox.
What is it? Can't frighten me. What time is it?
3 minutes until midnight.
You'll have to work fast. I have a plan to tap the fox. You take the ruby. What's the matter?
There's a hand coming out of the wall.
Where?
Right behind you.
Now be calm. Don't be frightened.
Oh, I feel faint.
Hey, what happened?
Inspector fainted. Inspector, wake up. It's almost midnight. The fox will be here. Wake up. Oh, Sergeant Barnett, what shall we do?
Gee, this is tough. Hey, Chief.
Maybe it might bring him too if I kissed him.
Nah, that wouldn't help.
You keep out of this.
Oh, Inspector, you're awake. Oh, do something, please. It's only 1 minute until midnight. What about your carrying the traps for Fox?
Quick, get everyone in this house into the library. Hurry.
Oh, hurry.
Quiet, quiet, everybody. Quiet. Quiet. The doors to this room are locked and bolted. In exactly 30 seconds, it'll be midnight. Frederica, place the ruby in the center of the table. Thank you. Now, if the fox is to make good his boast, he'll have to take the ruby in plain sight of everyone. Sergeant Barnett, what's the time?
Yes, sir. 5 seconds to 12. 3 seconds to 12. 2 seconds to 12. 1 second to 12.
Well, what's the matter?
My watch stopped.
The lights! The lights are out!
Look out!
let's do a bit of sleuthing around America to discover where to buy that thrilling December treat, red raspberry ice cream pie. Here we go to all of those communities where field test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
You're in the hands of Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard. Need I say more? I'm the man who solved the case of the missing emerald. The man who solved the case of the poisoned smorgasbord. Then there was the case of the UCLA defense.
You solved that?
Who didn't?
Inspector, hurry. The fox may escape.
Escape? Why, I could nab the fox this minute if I wanted to. But I'll give him a sporting chance. I'm going to turn out the lights and give him a chance to put back the jewel. Ready, then? Turn out the light.
Okay, sir.
Pardon me, madame. Turn on those lights.
Okay, sir. There.
Aha! Just as I thought. The ruby is still missing.
Oh, Inspector, you must do something. Isn't there someone you suspect?
There certainly is. You in the overalls. Who are you?
I'm the plumber.
Uh-huh. What are you doing here at midnight?
I'm fixing the pipe.
Fixing the pipe?
Yeah, and a little of that won't do you any harm.
Now for the butler. I'll find out who the fox is. Scudamore, where were you standing when the lights went out?
I was calling up Professor Einstein to have him explain to me the lyrics of Beat Me, Daddy, 8 to the Bar.
Don't be facetious. How would you like to have me run you in right now?
I wouldn't like it.
How would you like to have me give you the third degree?
I wouldn't like it.
How would you like to spend the rest of your life behind bars?
That I'd like.
Gee, boss, we gotta work fast. The fox is liable to escape.
Wait a minute, wait. I see it all now. I've got the solution.
Wait, what is it, boss?
If you remember, Barrymore was standing on the right side of the table, and Ruby was on the right side of the left side of the table.
Keep going, keep going.
Now, if Barrymore was left-handed, he would have to reach the left side of the right side of the left of the table with his right hand. If he was left-handed. But he is right-handed, and he would have to reach to the right side of the left side of the table with his right hand. Therefore, there is only one possible solution to this crime.
What is it, boss?
Bonnet, you are the fox. You are the fox. Lurking behind that inscrutable mask lies a mind devious and intricate in its Machiavellian machinations.
How desperately clever,
sir. Yes, but you are not alone in this crime. You dolt, you nitwit, you simpleton, you are just the brains of the mob. The real fox, the art criminal, the fox behind the fox. And I know who he is.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll toddle along.
Stop! There you are. Dynamo, in the name of the Lord, I accuse you of stealing the Mahatma Ruby. You are the real fox.
Caught with a hot Mahatma.
Stand back, you'll never take me. Oh,
you've got a gun.
Yes, I have a gun, Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst. I am almost to the park through this window. But before I go, I bid you, lovely creature, fly with me. Come with me. Live dangerously, adventurously, boldly, romantically.
Never, never. I don't want a man who is adventurous. I don't want a man who is bold, exciting, dashing, and romantic. I want Rudy Valley.
Can you imagine that?
A woman turns down a genuine fox for a dyed rabbit. Very well, Valley. You get Federica, but I still have the Mahatma Rudra.
Wait. Your darling advice, Mr. Fox. It's really not nice, Mr. Fox, to take rubies and pearls from innocent girls. Why that cowardice, Mr. Fox?
I delight in taking a gem from a beautiful innocent femme. For the all of my season, I'll never get even for all that I've given to them.
She's bearing more than one.
I'm very more the fox, Mr. Rudy. I'm harder to catch than your hoodie. By my chinny chin hair, you'll not find my lair or the place where I'm hiding me booty.
I think I'm wise, Mr. Fox. Where you're hiding your prize, Mr. Fox. You could hide the crown jewels and a full set of tools in those bags beneath your eyes, Mr. Fox.
Curses! He found the secret hiding place.
Rudy, the fox, the fox.
I found where he's hiding, the rock, the rock. You're through, Barrymore, the fox. You'll end up like all bad foxes, around some beautiful woman's neck.
That I like. Farewell.
Look, the fox has gone through the window. He'll get away. Have no fears, my dear. He won't get very far.
Very far?
Why not?
This case is in the hands of Inspector Valley. Need I say more? Listen. You see, my dear, my men were waiting for him. The fox will strike. No more.
Now, just look real close. But there are a few things that aren't clear to me yet. How did you know Barrymore was the fox?
My dear, to the trained criminologist, these things are elementary. When the lights went out, I was standing on a straight line between the fox and the ruby. Everyone knows the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. If the fox had walked the straight line, he would have dropped into me. But he didn't. Therefore, the fox must be a man who can't walk a straight line.
John Barrymore.
Exactly. And now, Frederica, there is one more prisoner I would like to take.
Who?
You, Frederica, Daphne Ravenhurst. Be my prisoner for life.
How desperately romantic. And darling, after a little bit, do you suppose that we shall have some little work?
You're in the hands of Inspector Valley. Need I say more? No case is too big and no case too small. Arson or murder, I call them all. Larceny, burglary, none is too hard for Inspector Valley's sparkling card.
No case is nothing, no case too hard for Inspector Valley.
Oh, God, Valley. This is Aspect Street at the same time with John Barrymore. Keep the great profile's interest in the fair sex and lagging. We will have with us none other than the glamorous Marina Dietrich. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white steel test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir, and good night.
Steel Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.